You've probably heard about all the security problems with Java. Find out today, once and for all, what to do about it to make sure your computer is safe. And you won't believe how Oracle is trying to scam you with every Java update. Details coming up.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to another episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I am Scott Johnson, the computer tutor, and I do computer repair and personal computer instruction for clients across the country and even some outside the U.S. If you're new to the show, I think you're going to like how we do things around here. I don't talk in geeky techno language, and I don't try to impress anyone. I want you to listen to each episode of the podcast and at the end say, wow, that's pretty cool. That's something I didn't know before. If that's your reaction, then I feel like I've done my job. Your computer should be a tool to help you get things done, not a source of frustration. I'm kind of excited about the way the show is reaching more and more people each week. This past week, we sort of hit a milestone. The podcast has now been downloaded and listened to more than 10,000 times. And that's after just 23 episodes. So as I watch the numbers, the downloads continue to increase. So I'm happy that more and more people are enjoying the show and hopefully finding it helpful as well. Today's subject is not some exciting, amazing new trick, but it is pretty important. It has to do with Java. And there are a couple of things you need to do in order to make sure your computer is safe. First of all, a quick review. What is Java? Well, Java is just a programming language. It's used in a lot of different ways and a lot of different types of consumer electronics. And that includes cell phones, televisions, ATMs, all kinds of devices. We're not concerned with those things today. What we're talking about today is Java on your computer. And more specifically, having Java enabled on the program that you use to view websites. You've probably heard in the past few weeks and months that Java has had some pretty serious security problems. And it's actually been happening for longer than that. But the worst problems have just been discovered recently, so that's what's making the news right now. A security flaw is found, then the company that makes Java, they're called Oracle, they finally get around to creating a patch for that problem. And then another problem is found, and sometimes a new problem is found even before the first problem can be patched. And it's been unfortunate that Oracle has been notoriously slow about fixing these issues, so it just gives the bad guys more time to exploit those problems. Here's the kicker. You probably don't even need Java in order to use your computer for your day-to-day stuff. Most websites don't use it anymore, and there's only a few applications that actually need it. One of those is a game called Minecraft. If you play that game, you need Java. But that is safe. What is not safe is keeping it enabled in your web browser. So the bottom line, what should you do in order to keep your computer safe? For most people, all you really need to do is disable it in whatever web browsers you have on your computer. The information on how to disable it is on my website at computertutorflorida.com/024, but I'll go through quickly what you need to do. Here's how you do it. For Firefox, click Tools, then click Manage Add-ons and look in the Toolbars category. Find Java and disable it. For Internet Explorer, click Tools, then Manage Add-ons, look in the Plugins category and disable anything Java. For Chrome, in the address bar up at the top, type About:Plugins, no spaces, then hit enter and look for Java in the list and click disable. If you use Safari, it should already be disabled. If you do those steps I just mentioned for each of those browsers, you most likely will be fine. Now, how about the exceptions? What if you need to have Java enabled in your browser? For example, there are a lot of banks in Europe that use Java for their online banking websites. There's also a gaming site that's called Pogo.com that uses Java. I only know that because one of my clients is severely addicted to that site and the games that they have on there. If you need Java in your browser for a particular site, like one of those, we have a workaround for you. What you need to do is just leave Java enabled in one of your web browsers. For example, leave it enabled in Firefox and then only use Firefox for that one purpose, that one website that requires you to have Java enabled. For all other websites, use Google Chrome or vice versa. It doesn't really matter. The point is you don't want to just go browsing the web and searching Google with a web browser that has Java enabled. That's what's not safe. So if you do keep Java in one of your browsers, make sure you get all the updates that are released for Java as well. And if you decided you don't need Java in any manner and just want to get rid of it and not think about it, you can just go to Control Panel, find it in the Programs list, and uninstall it there. Keep in mind that Java and JavaScript are two different things. What you're looking for is just Java, J-A-V-A. JavaScript, no problem. Don't worry about it. I got to tell you, one of the things that really bugs me about Oracle, the creator of Java, and also the company that's supposed to be keeping it secure, is that they still insist on trying to sneak in other software every time they send out a security patch. So when you do install the fix, you have to be very careful to uncheck the boxes that are part of that installation, or you might end up with another toolbar or a different default search engine. That's just despicable, in my opinion, especially when you have to install these updates if you're going to use Java. And that's not the worst of it. Check this out. Let's say you don't uncheck that box, and at the end of the installation, you see the screen, the window that says, Java is up to date, and the Ask toolbar has now been installed. So obviously then you realize you forgot and left the box checked. Well, what's the first thing you do? You go to Control Panel and uninstall that stupid toolbar, right? But when you go there, you go to Control Panel, it's not listed as being installed. That's because they have it on a 10-minute delay. So the typical person will look and see that it's not listed and figure, oh, okay, well, it didn't get installed after all. Then 10 minutes later, when you're off doing something else, that's when they sneak it in. That's when the install happens. To me, that is just amazing and disgusting, and it's all I need to know about Oracle to know that they are not a company that can be trusted. Practices like that, and this is just my opinion, put them in the same category as Nigerian 419 scammers and members of the United States Congress. So if you do get those updates, watch carefully and don't just click next, next, next like a lot of people do. If you have any questions or problems with Java, get in touch with me and I can help you get it configured properly. Now, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone that has gone over to iTunes and left a review or a rating for the Computer Tutor podcast. That's part of the reason a lot of people are finding it and listening, because more reviews and more ratings means that the podcast shows up better in the podcast listings in iTunes when people search for it. So thank you again for that. I really appreciate it. And if you have a question or something you'd like to suggest for a future episode, you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or just call my podcast voicemail hotline at 727-386-9468 anytime 24/7. And also, another option, if you have a microphone connected to your computer, just go to computertutorflorida.com and click on the button on the right side of the page that says Send Me a Voicemail. So I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.